Let's sing that song, number 93 in our hymn books. 93. Far dearer than all that the world can impart was the message that came to my heart. Jesus alone
this next song played before meeting, I just wanted to sing it. Maybe you felt the same way. Number 95. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. In our church, and once in a while we'd sing this song. One of our older saints, some of you would remember her, Sister Kanak, she was never happy with this song. She would say, "That's not right. That's not right. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. What about after I die?" she would say. And it's going to go on and on throughout eternity. Well, there's another verse. And I can understand why they left it out of the book. It's in other hymn books, but you know, when William Cooper wrote this song, I'm sure that they did not use this melody with all these repeats. And you know what that verse says? It says, then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save, when this poor, lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. And then the repeats, lie silent in the grave, lie silent in the grave. When this poor, lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. Well, I assume that's why they left that verse out. I comforted Sister Kanak that, no, there is a verse that he wrote about the future. And you know what else? This was not my idea, but I thought it was great. I found a solution in another hymn book. They switched the two lines, and it says, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. And I think that's a lot nicer. Given the fact that we have to repeat like this with this American melody, which is great, let's sing it that way, okay? When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. Tonight, Lord, to come together to this meeting, gather together in your name, precious Lord Jesus, our Savior, knowing that you are in the midst, within us and among us, we thank you. According to your word, we believe it to be true, and we want to have faith according to that promise that you are with us. We want to look right full into your wonderful face. We want to, Lord, listen for your beautiful voice. We want to see you, hear you, and open wide our hearts to you, for your heart is open to us. And this service tells us that in such a precious and clear way that the heart of God, the Father and the Son, is open to us. We thank you, Lord, that we can come. We thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for all the blessings of God that flow to us from Calvary. Hallelujah. Thank you that we can respond to your invitation. We've been hearing it all summer long, and again tonight, come to the gospel feast. If you're thirsty, come. Come, if you're hungry, come and satisfy your soul with the provisions of the gospel. We thank you that the table is spread and that we can come this evening to partake of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.